It's the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. Let us honor airwaves. We are in the last day for the Visionary Activist Show of Fund Drive, the last day of the spring fund drive for KPFA is tomorrow. So we do have Premia, right? And I like the ingenuity, the trickster, experimental spirit of KPFA in saying, no, not so much premiums, although we do have masks. But let us make the opportunity that whatever you donate to, you can also say that 10% of your donation goes to a nonprofit. They're listed, food banks and so on. But I am particularly fond of UndocuFund San Francisco, founded in March 2020 in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, launched by a coalition of immigrant worker and community organizations to provide direct assistance to undocumented workers and families. There's also Undocumented Sonoma and Undocumented Oakland. So you can donate, you can have 10% of your donation go to that. But this embracing, and yes, the team has also said, well, there is some KPFA swag. We're offering masks that say KPFA on them for a pledge of $100. And so I go, well, okay, I can play with that. As the mask protects from the virus, so KPFA protects us from the faux news virus, all right? A mask that supports KPFA being an intelligence for unmasking corruption. Oh, fun to work with. So, you know, we will set forth on grief, memory, airwaves, the power of this station and this show and the dire danger that we are all in, which is when trickster stirs in all of our hearts. So, again, you can call 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732, or pledge securely online at kpfa.org. So, we're remembering everything. It is a time of remembering. Memory puts the body back together. And so I've always loved this really fabulous book, Flash of the Spirit, by Robert Ferris Thompson. And this crucial thing, his homage to Alegba, he says, this means that one must cultivate the art of recognizing significant communications, knowing what is truth and what is falsehood, or else the lessons of the crossroad, the point where doors open or close, where persons have to make decisions that may forever affect their lives, will be lost. And we say, or if we do honor this crossroads, then this moment will be gained. There we go. Remembering. There's a pretty great book called The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, reminding us that, you know, our ancestors have embedded powerful symbols, you know, to be quickened and awakened by our imagination. And I live in D.C., outside D.C., and I had driven by this statue right in front of the Capitol many times, but had not noticed it until I read about it. And right in front of the Capitol is a beautiful statue, and it's America weeping on the shoulders of history for her dead. I go, oh. And I realized that it is right in front of the Capitol, you know, and as though the capital energy goes right through memory and grief, right out into the mall, right out into the mall and the Washington Monument. We go, oh. Many of us may have seen the fantastic movie Coco, right? And the time when I inhaled my breath when I was watching it is there are the spirits of the dead, and then one of the spirits of the dead evanesces, whoa, and a character says, what happened? And another character says, no one remembered them. We go, oh, oh. So remembering the dead, we have Memorial Day behind us, but still, again, this powerful time of, you know, 100,000 plus Americans dead on all and global. So we are honoring the loss of so many elders, you know, and everyone. But in the Zuni and the Navajo Pueblos, particularly hard hit, and in the jazz community. We cannot live through the dead, but we can invite the beauty of the dead to live through us. So I have a little audio clip right now from our Monday Night Trickster Council, and it's backstage badger, Richard Olson, my grand wazir, introducing a clip from Jimmy Cobb. Jimmy Cobb died on Monday at the age of 91. And you'll hear a wonderful ally, Deborah Felmuth, tapping in afterwards to take us into a deep, deep place. So here is that little audio clip.
Jimmy Cobb died today at 91. He was Miles Davis drummer forever.
Oh.
This riff was recorded by him in 2014.
Whoa.
He recorded his last album in 2019, so he recorded an album when he was 90.
Oh.
And what we're about to listen to is a riff that is part of a full session. So somewhere in his mid to later 80s, he did this. In the middle of a session, like, oh, I'm just going to play like this for a couple of minutes. And I just think it's wonderful.
Wow.
Jimmy Cobb, whoa. Well, Deborah, you are the author of a fantastic out-of-print book of photographs and commentary called Remember Me, Syria, Remember Me. And I know you've told this a million times, but maybe just a brief how potent that is to remember the living as well as the dead.
Great. I'd love to start there, but I do want to say something about that Jimmy Cobb.
Oh, good.
And recommend to all, if you have not yet seen Birth of the Cool, which is a Miles Davis documentary, and it's on Netflix and other places, easy to find. I highly recommend it, and you'll see a lot of Jimmy Cobb.
Oh, cool.
So it would be a great way to honor him, remember him, and also to allow yourself through the music of Miles Davis to really drop down into the underworld and rise very high up through the spheres. You know, what I heard in Jimmy's playing right now was these deep, incredible, you know, bass chakra, you know, boom, boom things, and then from the hi-hat, and I thought, wow, he's playing up and down the body, and he could be playing all the planets. I mean, that's a good thing. So, Birth of the Cool, Miles Davis.
So that was a little clip of Richard Olson introducing Jimmy Cobb and then Deborah Felmuth's commentary. And then we went deep into our trickster council, some parts of which I'll be bringing up. But Deborah Felmuth and I, longtime allies, she who lives in Syria and Vermont, and again, weaving, we are all weaving what we love. You know, we are all agents of cross-pollination. And so Deborah and I cahoot so well that I was like, oh, let's do our audio only. We're tired of Zoom. Let's do our audio only summer solstice event, which we will do on June 20th at the moment of the solstice. It will be posted in the fullness of time at coyotenetworknews.com. There we go. But again, you know, deep, deep down. But in grief for the passing of the great Jimmy Cobb. And then, you know, last night on television, you know, the airwaves are crucial, and air, breathing. And even through mainstream news comes powerfulness. And there was Bridget Floyd, the sister of George Floyd, who was killed with a jackboot on his throat, right? I mean, this is all, I love a friend of mine who is a forensic psychiatrist who says there's no strictly personal crime, it all belongs to the collective, you know, and it's all speaking to us. And we go, oh, the micro horror of this murder, you know, and then the larger going, oh, the jackboot of tyranny on the airwaves, on the air, you know, can't breathe. And it was so poignant that George Floyd's last words were, "I can't breathe, sir." So grieving, and memory, so important, you know, in many ways. And the New York Times did an extraordinary thing with their obituaries. One sentence to sum up a life. It's very Venus in Gemini square Neptune, a small saying of a huge, vast thing. And you can scroll through that particular link. It's posted many places. But, you know, Ellis Marsalis, 85, New Orleans, jazz pianist and patriarch of a family of musicians. Minette Goff. Cooper, 79, Louisiana, loved big and told people she loved them all the time. Wallace Roney, jazz trumpet virtuoso, 59, Paterson, New Jersey. Frank Gaben, 60, New York City, emergency room doctor who died in his husband's arms. Clark Osodrono, 56, Stillwater, Minnesota, well-known in the world of agility dog training. You know, John Prine, oddly, John Prine was summed up by saying, a singer who was a favorite of Bob Dylan's, oh, well, there we go, and we go, ah. But we do also, you know, again, you know, honoring grief, that we will honor Venus in Gemini overhead right now and the whole Venus cycle. Venus, the goddess of peace, Pacifica, in Gemini now, the airwaves, beginning her farewell descent into the underworld, right? She's disappearing into the gloaming after sunset. There she goes. We can't see her hardly at all, just a little flash, you know, and she's going to the underworld, and we with her to remember and reclaim the power of air and breathing for all beings and the air waves. And we know we're in a dangerous time. Oh, Lordy, angered by Twitter's moves to fact-check him, President Trump signed an order cracking down on social media. It's unclear if it's enforceable. And we go, ooh, there is danger. There is danger everywhere. That we know that, you know, the packing of the court with the lifetime appointments of insane, ill-tutored, right-wing nutjobs who want to abolish Roe v. Wade and also want to abolish unions. Unions, right? And as we look to our astro-mytho guiding that just sort of resonates in us, the word endogenous is really great. You know, it refers to receptors, like we have endogenous receptors for cannabis and endogenous receptors. Well, we also have endogenous receptors for mythology and even the beautiful symbolic language of astrology. When we speak of it, may it hum and resonate in our hearts. So, right now, you know, again, unions, all of us, everyone dedicated to collective well-being. The image for the sun in Gemini right now is arouse strikers, surround a factory. We go, alrighty. The mid-heaven, the point overhead when we began this hour is a labor demonstration. And we go, that's great. The sun quintiles the moon rising in Leo, whose image, and this is all of us, team, the image for the moon is a carrier pigeon fulfills its mission, long-term determination, training for important tasks, bringing messages or circulating energy. Let's just feel that, right? Again, what we love about this show and what we love about KPFA and what we love about Pacifica and what we love about all free speech, right? And trickster free speech, liberating. You know, may we all be carrier pigeons fulfilling our mission. May we have long-term determination, training for important tasks. I love a guest some miles back, Joel Solomon said, we have a 50-year plan and a 500-year vision. We go, all right, that's good. That's good, too. Carrying a piece of the larger picture, moving towards completion, continual service. We go, may that be. And the quintile is one of the first objective things I ever learned in astrology. It's very Darling, I learned it as irresistible eloquence. It's a 72-degree angle, what we get when we divide the circle by 5. 5 is sacred to Venus. Here she is. Venus forms a 5-petaled orbital design over 8 years. So the quintile, I learned it as irresistible eloquence. And when I was a tiny teenage occult student in London, we used to play a game called Name That Quintile, meaning we would read authors, and if they had a spicy, irresistible resonance, we would then guess if they had this pretty rare thing and then look it up and then go, oh, they did, you know, so almost scientific, you know. But it is available to us now. Right? You know, raise your hands if you'd like irresistible eloquence. You know, the sun quintiles the moon in Leo. Again, creativity in service to long-term determination. And the moon forms a yod, a finger of destiny. On one hand, it's got a 150-degree angle to Neptune, dreams, vision, imagination. Neptune represents collective group mind, you know, and the images and music and memes that are broadcast into collective mind. There we go. So it's a big medicine deal. And this conversation between Leo and Neptune and Pisces that takes place in all of us says it's not celebrity, it's not performance, it's magic. It's creativity or performance in service to actual ritual. And on the other side, the moon quintiles Pluto, death, rebirth, intensity. We go, right, again, the power of creativity in service to death, rebirth. We go, oh, that's right, that's right. So there is that. And then memory. So the muse of memory, as Venus in Gemini is on her descending farewell tour to remember, to put it all back together, Nemi was the muse associated with memory. She's the daughter of Zeus, one of Jupiter's moons. Mnemosyne is the goddess of memory. And she is the mother of all of the muses, all of the muses. And she creates words. The goddess of memory creates words. And Deborah said a fascinating thing that I will just tease forth and do not presume to be able to fully explain it. But she said this great thing, because we love reversing things and expanding our perspective. And she said, in the West, we think of the future as in front of us, you know, and the past as in back. There we go. It's just back. And she said, in Arab culture, it's the reverse. What's in front of us is the past, and what's in back of us is the future. It's unknown. It's unknown. But the future is based on the past that we're looking at and choose to take with us. And it's like, ooh, that's very interesting for a long time. We go, we love that. So, it also says anything for whom we have a name, we have intimate collaborative access. Anything that has a name has a living quality of intelligence. And we're also referencing the fantabulous movie Coco. I already did that, right? And the New York Times, you know, poignancy is kinship and grief is love. So we love these things. Also this week, we are preparing for Sunday, which is Pentecost, one of the better Christian pagan syncretizing holy days. It's when the Holy Ghost descends as a flaming dove on the head of each apostle, granting them the capacity to speak and understand all languages. And we, as trickster agents, as visionary activist allies, we go, we expand that so it's not merely human languages. And each of us as individual messengers of big mind can calibrate by dedication and reverie to which language and which of the dead we may want to partner with. You know, anyone who has ever lived with whom we share a dedicated craft is available now. And I love the African saying, the ancestors have sent us to complete their work. And we go, ah. So pledging, we say anything, you know, ritual magic is any physical thing that we do that we imbue with dedicated symbolism. And not making this up, you know, the sun trines Saturn right now. So it says pledges. Pledges are powerful magic. They really are. And so we're magnetizing in the spirit of Venus, in the spirit of airwaves, in the spirit of protecting democracy, in the spirit of labor unions, in the spirit of protecting the courts, in the spirit of revealing and composting corruption, you know, against all odds, right? But that's the trickster dynamic. And trickster was overhead when Pacifica was born. It's humming. And in fact, Venus today is well, is she's approaching. She's approaching where Trickster was in KPFA's chart. And we go, we love that. So Pentecost, again, this idea of syncretizing so much of what this station does and so much of what each one of us does, it's a powerful thing, meaning, you know, the attitude of embrace of many traditions and brewing something, you know, unique from many that is needed now for this particular time. So I love that when so many people were enslaved from many great African civilizations and brought in chains to this country, they syncretized a working mythology that would sustain them. And when Christianity came along, the attitude was, sure, another sacrificial god, welcome, there we go. And so behind all the Christian saints were the African deities, Ara, Chango, Chango behind Santa Barbara. And this quality, this attitude, there we go, this quality, this attitude, you know, is one that we go embrace and brew. And in a micro level, all of us are, you know, kind of called upon to remember everything that we've ever studied, everything that we've ever done, and to tease that into practicality in some form. And as Venus descends into the underworld, she is squaring Neptune, the description of which is the, you know, fantabulous story storm of delusional conspiracies and true things and mixtures of that. So we want nuance and discernment. There we go. Nuance and discernment in this way. So that's the description. The instructions, you know, are for each of us to choose now, you know, what quality. What do we want to be messengers of on behalf of big mind? We go, there we go. And it's, so Venus is descending to retrieve what we need to find a way out of no way and hit a straight lick with a crooked stick, says our great spiritual mythological ancestor, High John the Conqueror. And we go, yes. So, yeah, the aphorism obits were powerful. And we also, let's turn to Brazil, and we remember what Venus guides us for. Wherever there is Mars, wherever there's disharmony, wherever there is cruelty, wherever there's hyper-yang, Mars death frenzy, we look to the Venus for redemption. And part of Venus says, you know, when we express grief, and that was so powerful, you know, the expression of grief into art, it is powerful kinship. And when we look to Brazil, you know, and Bolsonaro swaggering, no sympathy, two health ministers have died of coronavirus, second highest cases, you know, spreading into the Amazon, and we go, oh. So I was remembering the fantastic movie Black Orpheus, and I was lucky enough to be the youngest by a long way of five, pretty sophisticated older siblings who took me to see this movie, Black Orpheus. I can't recommend it highly enough. Excavate it, rummaging around and whatever is important. As a little eight-year-old, I saw this movie, and later as a grown-up saw it, and it's like, whoa. It is a powerfully magic movie. It is a retelling of the Orpheus myth in Brazilian carnival. And we're going to play a brief clip because it's so, the whole soundtrack to that movie is so powerful. But here comes a clip that is so full of yearning and grief and beauty. And the Orpheus, the Black Orpheus movie and the myth is, again, it will keep going. It will keep going. There is death, you know, but these mythic forces will come alive again. Redemption will come alive again. You know, so here is this very beautiful moment from Black Orpheus. Mm-hmm.
Manhã tão bonita, manhã de um dia feliz que chegou. O sol no céu surgiu e em cada cor brilhou. Voltou o sonho então ao coração. Depois deste dia feliz, não sei se outro dia haverá. É nossa manhã tão bela, final manhã de carnaval. Canta o meu coração, alegria voltou tão feliz amanhã desse amor.
The power of grief and beauty is so strong in that song. It's very Neptune, water, Venus, Gemini, that the moisture of our kinship and grief and yearning, that our words be moistened with feeling. There we go. So we are in our last day for the Visionary Activist Show of Fun Drive. Tomorrow is the last day of the spring drive for KPFA. And so I'm joined by one of my favorite humans on the planet, Chris Welsh, mm-hmm. to come co-pitch and cahoot.
That was one of my favorite movies ever.
Oh, isn't it? You know, and what it reminds me of is when I first went to New Orleans, Jim Lewis, a great ancestor astrologer, had been there a long time, and we went into a tourist place, Voodoo Museum, and it said, you know, pay $5 and go to a back room for a voodoo altar. And I said, come on, Jim, I'll spot you. And he's like, no, I'm above that. I've been here. And I go, come on. And we did. We went into the back room, and immediately it was like, wong, 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 wong. It was like, oh, it's real. It's real. Whew. So you never know, underneath the vernacular, the magic comes up. And that movie, you know, I saw it when I was 8, and it really
Eight was too soon,
my life.
In my view. 8 was really soon. Really early.
really early.
So much beauty in that film,
but I think, you know, We're all resonating, like we all have our magic backpack. Like, what has ever inspired us? Let's say KPFA, but what has ever inspired us? You know, KPFA, yes, or things that rise up in your memory, words you heard that you stashed away in your magic backpack. And and I love Venus, goddess of peace, Pacifica, overhead now, you know, descending to remember and reclaim everything, and you know this, yeah, so that we can protect unions and we can protect, and it's true that right before I went on the air, it's like Trump did this, Twitter, anyway. So yeah, the Dementors, and then we go, you know, beauty is stronger than cruelty.
Yes. Yes, and beauty will save the world, as someone once said, namely Alice Walker, her name of her book. But that it's, yeah. And that film made in Brazil, it was so beautiful. The colors were so beautiful. The people were so beautiful. The faces, the actors were so beautiful. And then there's death and all the skeleton paraphernalia and masks and stuff. It's just like real life. frankly.
Well, and the baton is handed from the dead to the living, as it is now, right? And somebody takes on the role of Orpheus after that Orpheus has died, and we go, and we do have these endogenous receptors going, right? So myth and how we tease it into usefulness in the news and what is available to us, but I do find it, you know, powerfully pertinent that there is magic. Radio is magic. We are in each other's ears. We are invisible. We connect with the invisible. And so we are magnetizing. Venus magnetizes. Mars animates. And together they spiral it into the memosphere. Purpose of ritual magic and radio is to spiral, you know, expanded wisdom and tolerance into collective mind. And that's what we're dedicated to doing here. Here we are. And so if you support this part of our dream, you know, you can donate to kpfa.org, calling 1-800-439-5732. We are offering the KPFA masks. We'll be needing those for a while, right? What the hell? And I did like saying, going, oh, as the mask protects from the virus, so KPFA protects us from the faux news virus, which is, yeah, well, there's a mayhem of misinformation rampant out there. And a mask that supports KPFA being an intelligence for unmasking corruption, right? It's fun.
Excellent, so you can, excellent. I love the mask. So, I must have one. I like the idea of walking around with KPFA printed across my mouth, my orifice, as it were. It just, that's what it's about, is
right.
speaking truth to power.
Our allies, the people who run this thing are more than suggesting, they're saying for a pledge of $100, you can have a KPFA mask that, you know, we're going to need this for a long time, and in 50 years it'll be witty and you'll just wear it as a kind of nostalgia.
You know, I was blessed to talk, as you may have noticed, because we were communicating about this last week. We were so excited Joanna Macy this morning.
There you go.
Hello. What was her name again?
Is available.
Yes. Well, and she told the story, although we did not have it on the air. It's prominent in many of her writings. The myth of the Shambhala warrior, and just Shambhala. And she says the myth is that the world is in a desperate place. It's on the verge of ultimate darkness. And pain and fear and the horrible people are in charge. And that is the time when Shambhala arises. And it is the country, the kingdom of Shambhala. And you cannot go there. It's not a place. But Shambhala warriors, who are all of us, really. And there are two weapons against these horrible weapons that they have, which are the weapons that we have, are compassion and wisdom. And they have to go together, because without wisdom, compassion sort of flies all over the place. And without compassion, wisdom is a little cold and intellectual. So, but with both of them, and what Caroline just said about collective mind, that is the message that Joanna was giving. She said she realized she was doing this work right now so that when the end comes, or when the worst comes, or when we're in the middle of it and we have to fight back, we will not hurt each other. We will be trusting of each other. We will do things, because the only way we can do anything is together, is if we're together. And we have to be together. And that's what KPFA is for me. I always say the 59,000 watts of power. It's a bleep load of power. Most nonprofit stations do not have anywhere near that. Maybe it's 10,000 if they're lucky, or less. It's because nobody else was on FM at the time. They knew not what they did. And we would never get those watts this time around if we had to come back. Anyway, we are hoping that you sense, that you know, that you understand, that you get that this is a tool, and an extremely powerful tool, against those forces of darkness, the forces of death, the forces of greed. And that Caroline, of course, is a wonderful voice. She's multiple voices against those very same things, and a voice for connection and remembering that we are in this together, remembering that we are part of the animals and the plants and the rocks and everything, that our bones are the same as coral or something. It's calcium. Our bones are the same thing as the rocks. We're made out of it. We're the children. We're the offspring. We're the get, and so therefore to join together and support each other and the planet and everything on it. I'm going to have to give the phone number now. 1-800-439-5732. 1-800-439-KPFA. And online, of course, at kpfa.org. And if I'm looking at things right, we've had 12 people call and about $1,500, over $1,500. Wonderful. More, please.
Really?
More, please.
More, please. Oh, that's great. And 5 new people. There we go. And 5 golden rings, 5 new people.
Yeah.
But also, you know, and as you join, as we join together, there we go. And why not? This is our last day of Visionary Activist Fund Drive going, whoa, whoa, whoa. But what you were saying about Joanna and invoking the Shambhala warriors, and I don't love the word warrior, but it is useful because right now it is. We're all speaking astrology without needing to know it. Mars is in Pisces. Mars is woofiness, and we might say warrior. And it says, what kind of warrior? And it says dream warrior, music warrior, compassion warrior. And all of these Gemini, Pisces squares now, it behooves us, it hands to us that we know that cultures in the past, pre-colonization, symbolically embedded their science in their myths, fairy tales, and symbolic languages, the most exquisite of which is astrology. And what happened was the Hyper Yang unsupervised Mars team came along and said, we don't want these myths, these fairy tales, these symbolic languages like astrology. We have contempt for that. And so we want just science. And so it stripped science from its mythological moral cocoon that it be used in dedication to collective well-being. And that's why we're in the pickle we're in right now. So this blending in each one of us and in the world is going right. Intellectual mystics, it is a mean trick of the reality police to snooker people into ineffectiveness by, you know, all that stuff. So here we are. We are messengers for the power of kinship, you know, in myriad ways. And so we, you know, by the power of Venus and Pacifica, we are magnetizing and seeing. We're seeing our allies moving to the phone. The phone is magic too. Everything real, everything symbolic. And calling 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-439-5732, that's right, and you can have a KPFA mask for $100, you can wear it, well, the way things are going, it'll be useful for quite a while, and then it'll be nostalgic, future, and we go, oh, remember then, how do we tell the story of the future backwards that it turns out okay, there we go. Many tricks up our sleeves. So I do love that KPFA is saying, you know, we have this one piece of swag that we're honoring, masks, for $100, fine. But then the other part is, you know, give any magic amount, any witty number, you know, $580.88, $58.80, $23.99, whatever you want to do that is witty and means something to you in a witty way. And if you want, you can choose for 10% of that donation, that fantastically generous donation, even if it's $13, which is also very witty, 13 for witchcraft and wizards, it will mean a lot. We are all gathering together, you know, the many out of one. And you can choose to have 10% of your donation go to UndocuFund San Francisco or Sonoma or Oakland, a most worthy thing. We're all in this embrace together, and you know, undocumented workers. That's hardly a title. Well, it gets us into what it's doing. But yeah, the embrace, and we know that the 9 Scorpio rising of America, its image is a fellowship supper reunites old comrades. That's what this country is supposed to be, the soul of this country, a welcoming, welcome. If we could only be, as Deborah guided me to her Bedouin friends, more Bedouin. You know, the Bedouin response, which we experienced, you know, when you knock on a door, they go, who? Oh, strangers, how wonderful, please, coffee, come in. You know, and if we could be more nor Bedouin syncretizing, right, then we would understand refugees and immigrants as pilgrims, you know, and we, if we were Bedouin, we would say, oh, you know, welcome, you must have endured so much, you must have seen so much, you must have so many stories, and they must be the stories we need now.
Yes.
Please. Please come.
Yes.
Right, the reversal, right, so there we go. So in the spirit of that, you know, to honor all beings, to be a little more Bedouin, to syncretize 3 drops of this and 4 drops of that and 5 drops of Black Orpheus and 3 drops of Bedouin, you know, we are yearning for you to pledge at kpfa.org. And as a thank you, you know, for $100, you get a KPFA mask. Why not? What the hell? And also you can choose, and I really love this part, and experiment. You can choose for 10% of your donation to go to UndocuFund San Francisco, UndocuFund Sonoma, or UndocuFund Oakland. So yes, spreading goodness and connectivity and kinship, remembering kinship and manners and respect and welcome, you know, and to be a beacon, you know, spiraling that out into the world. So yes, if that resonates, if you have endogenous receptors for such a thing, then do call 1-800-439-5732, and you can have a mask for a pledge of $100, or you can donate for any magic sum. And you, I see, Chris, have become a master of the donation site. Oh, there we go. Wait. I've got it. It's not loading.
Caroline and I support each other in our struggles with the computers.
Right,
yes.
Right, and the grown-ups keep saying, read the email. Yeah. It's like, I did read the email.
Yes,
I'm trying to be a good person. I am. But it hasn't loaded. Anyway, I don't know if you can see to thank people. Thank you anyway.
Yes, I can, actually. Let me go
can.
There.
You can. All right, because
it says here, keep pressing on. Thank you for all your work. Let's see. There's lots of thank yous for everybody from Davey D to up the yin yang. That's great. Great show, great network. Thank you to KPFA. Yeah. Oh, and I'm way up at the top. Let's go down to the bottom where we are dwelling currently.
Right. Okay. Let's
see.
You can help me with this. I'm
Stuart
not being
in East
bad
Palo Alto.
At...
We need KPFA. Ah. Just glad I can do my part. Michael in San Francisco, been a regular listener since 1979. I love you, says Anonymous. Thank Mitch Jeserich. I'm going to ride my bicycle out from all this mess, says Art in Healdsburg. I'm not sure what he's referring to, but...
It might be another show. I don't know. I can't tell. Right. Anyway, I'm just going to make up comments. There we go.
Lee in San Jose, love KPFA, especially Visionary Activist Show. See?
There we go.
All right.
There we go. All right. And by the next fun drive, I will have reread the...
Yes.
Anyway, whatever the thing is. It's like I yearn for that, but it's like apparently... all right, never mind that. All right, you are very good. You have apparently read the email many times,
well,
and you know how to access and thank people.
I wouldn't say that, actually.
Oh, that's very no, but you're
no,
you're
we are we're each other's crutch or something. Support network, and support network is the name of the game. That is what we're trying to build, a support network for this network, or well, especially as somebody said, this is for KPFA, not for Pacifica. I can relate. We do want the station right here in our space and around the planet to be here ongoingly. We want Caroline to be here ongoingly, and that we're blessed to be able to listen to her because of these 59,000 watts of power that were started 71 years ago. The station is 21 years younger than Joanna Macy, which I found fascinating. Not the same birthday, of course, because she's a Taurus and we're Aries.
Right. Right.
Anyway, 1-800-439-5732, the mask, and a bunch of KPFA swag. If you would prefer a beanie, we have one of those. If you'd like a tote bag to put all of your swag in, T-shirts, hoodies, zip up or otherwise, it's coffee cups. water mugs, 1-800-439-5732. Those are the one things, those are the things that we can send out. We cannot send out what we usually do is books and DVDs and tapes and blah, blah, blah. We can't do that. We can't have people in here doing that. But they're the stuff that's in-house already, we can handle. And that's what we'd love you to have.
I've clicked something and now I can see things.
Ah!
I don't know if it belongs to us or not, but KPFA helped me stay sane during the Bush era, and KPFA is guiding me through today with the muck while Trump's inept and malevolent policies. That I think that belongs to us. Oh, yes, it is. Thank you, Caroline. You're amazing. And I didn't make that one up, although I could keep going. That's adorable. All right, and I clicked something. Caroline, the way you use words and metaphor and expression send me to the creative space from which I come and where I will go, and I appreciate you. Yay! Oh, thank goodness, magic button.
Please, yes, whatever you
that
did, that sounds like a good one.
Intended to apply for future programs past programs back to the future. Oh, that's great. An essential part of KPFA programming at these times. That's wonderful. Yes, there's people. This is that's great. And Stefan reminds us in Berkeley, California, that you can pledge $5 a month. His pledge is $60. Thank you so much. That's really great.
Oh, good.
And Lee in San Jose, love KPFA, especially the Visionary Activist Show. Oh, goody. Right, we're capable of receiving praise. And I do love, a friend of mine said, when people flatter you, they're paying you for what they're about to take.
Yeah.
And that's fun, because flattery is false, but praise is really essential nutrient. So reciprocal blessing.
Yes,
thank you very much. There's Anonymous, that's great.
I must say, there's Patricia in Berkeley who says she loves Amy Goodman, Michael Krasny, Science Friday, and the Saturday Morning Gospel Show. Those two in the middle actually are from KQED, not KPFA. But hey, okay.
Well,
I do the same
bugs
thing.
Bugs in the system. Bugs in the, yes,
yes.
It's all one dream. That's very witty. helping you stay open to report truth and justice, absolutely. And remembering the foundation of KPFA that is in Aries, that is headed into its most turbulent, exciting mission realm right now. Eris, the goddess of disruption, is poised over the Sun and Venus of KPFA's chart, whose image is a woman bursting with gifts more than she can hold. So that's all of us. This is community radio. We are all aspiring to be voices for each other. And part of what I love about this show and the really dedicated listening audience from many, many places. Some people say their dogs love to listen. We have people in prison listening. Love you. We pledge for the dogs who can't, pledge for those in prison who can't, pledge for everyone's release, pledge for a sane culture, all of that, and so absolutely, come on in. So KPFA, Eris, goddess of disruption, KPFA was born on an eclipse. That may explain some things. But we use everything, as the sun is eclipsed by the moon, so may, truth eclipse falsehood and be a resonance and be a voice. Again, I love the invisibility of radio magic. And there are so many people who report and go, I'm all alone out here on an army base. And you're saying what I feel, and we go, right, we're all in this. We truly are all in this together. We care about each other, the power of grief and kinship and connection. Like, oh, and weaving the safety net. No, we what is to come out of this cauldron of
indeed,
death and rebirth? What shall
indeed
we ladle out against all odds? A powerful safety net. Oh, there's Anonymous. There we go. All right, there we go. There's Bella in San Francisco. Oh, wait, thank you to Mitch Jesserich. Wait, we might be in other people's,
scrolled up the other way,
do not mention my name. Right, Anonymous, do not mention my... Well, if you're Anonymous, how could we mention your name, for goodness sake? thanks to everything. There we go. Okay, the station means more than ever. I love KPFA. Been regular listener since 1979. We need KPFA. Just glad that I can do my part. Thank you. Thank you, Stuart.
Caroline, says Barry in Scotts Valley. Let Caroline know this pledge is intended to apply for future programs past... or past programs back to the future. Okay.
I read that before, but read it again.
Oh, that's well, right. I was just bemused. I'm not sure. Barry, and I know Caroline understands you, Barry. That's all that's necessary.
I do. We don't know. And then please say on the air from David in Palo Alto. Thank you, David in Palo Alto. Whatever show
yes,
you were
exactly.
listening to. We don't know. I think it's right. Again, with just the thing, there we go. Right, and this program was just what we needed at this time. No idea what program you're referencing, because there we go.
Because it is all due to listeners for 71 years. People like you calling and realizing that they are getting the news and the information and the voices and the music and everything on this radio station that you do not get anywhere else, because almost everywhere else is either corporate sponsored or government sponsored. That's it.
Mm.
They all are. Mm. We are not. And that is why we're a little different. And we have Caroline, for one thing. And we are very happy to be different, because it is what the listeners are paying for and what the listeners have wanted for all these years, or they would not have been supporting it. The true acknowledging of the intelligence of the listenership is what we're about. We're not trying to feed you any information. We're not trying to give you any line to follow or that's going to benefit anybody in particular, except for the truth and uncovering the truth and for connecting us to the planet and to each other and to be a real community. That's the only way we're going to survive, boys and girls. 1-800-439-5732. And the community that Caroline builds with her program is so hyped up and so magic. It's a trip. It's fascinating, and it's just so fast. Her the way she talks and the way people think, it's just like, yeah. It's 1-800-439-5732.
That's great. And we're remembering, I'm rereading Terry Pratchett's fantastic book, The Shepherd's Crown, and thinking of my wonderful friend with whom I shared that, you know, really great, hello, Kathy. But it's full of many good things. You know, it's Tiffany Aiken, the wonderful witch, whose task is to dissolve the power of the cunning man. The cunning man has come to town and created mob mind. Mm. And it's when it's in all of us, too, when we say, I don't know why I said that. I don't know what got into me. We go, mob mind. We are here to be the antidote to mob mind. And Tiffany says, no witch ignored what could be a summons. And the circles stood as protection for her land, protection for what mattered. And to all of us, it's a summons to stand as messengers and protectors of where we live, the creatures who live there, all of that. You know, And the witches often refer to second thoughts, our first thoughts, and they go, yeah, but check your second thoughts. You know, that's a really good dynamic. And then she says, for a witch stands on the very edge of everything, between light and dark, between life and death, making choices, making decisions so that others may pretend no decisions have been needed. You know, and we go, right, all those things that just for the fun of it. And then just shambles, and then we'll give the number again, too. But I love this. A shamble is a witch's aid to inner concentration, and also always has to be made right there and then when needed to catch the moment. So we're weaving shambles, and I love it because it changes the word meaning, mm-hmm. right? It means you take a bit of a dust ball and a bit of string and whatever's around, maybe a coin, maybe a feather, you put it together and it's a shambles. And it's a shambles that gets us out of shambles. It's super charming. So there we go with that. And then just grief. I'm looking through for deep fun here. Words, bardic words, and we are modern bards, all of us. And now the birds were singing overhead, and there was a soft rustling in the undergrowth, and all the sounds of the forest that showed that life was still being lived blended with the souls of the dead in a woodland requiem. The whole forest now sang for Granny Weatherwax. We go, oh, right. So we're honoring memory. Mm. Remember that memory, the goddess of memory creates words, right? So remembering and going backwards and feeling the who we feel kinned with and who has ever brought good medicine. And it doesn't have to be just humans at all. There we go. That's really important. So, yes.
I just really liked what you said earlier about taking as she always does. She takes it apart and puts it back together a different way. That remember is to remember, to re-embody, and that's just what remembering is. When you're remembering someone you've lost or an animal or whatever, they come back. They're in your mind again. There they are as they always were. You remember. It's
what's been dismembered.
Yes.
Right? We remember what's been dismembered. We put it back together, a big mythic theme. Right, absolutely. And then just for all of us, for the wizards out there, and I like thinking of all men really as wizards, right, and remembering their wizard craft. And there's a great young man in the book, too, who's like, I want to be a witch. And they say, oh, well, usually, you know, men are wizards, but they notice that he is a calm weaver, that wherever he goes, peace happens. He disrupts conflict. And may it be so for all of us.
Amen.
That we are together, you know, spiraling out of polarity, which only feeds the Dementors, you know, and all of those beautiful things. So there's a million more fun quotes, but we have more shows. And I like the We Free Men go, nay king, nay queen, we will not be fooled again. We go, nay king, nay queen, no, we're going for democracy. So absolutely, team, and my wonderful radio teammate, Chris Welch, we are magnetizing you to call 1-800-439-5732. That's 1-800-439-5732. Pledge of $100 gets you a KPFA mask of protection. As the mask protects from the virus, so KPFA protects us, may it be so, from faux news, which is abundant, but we are dissolving it by the power of language and words and people's dedication and so many good people, you know, the guests on this show and the guests on KPFA who are deeply dedicated, and we want to be like that, to feel ourselves etched against it. Oh, we're doing pretty great.
Yeah.
We have 13 new people and $1,900. We've got another minute. I think we have another minute we can eke out. Let's go. Let's just go for another 100 just to get us into the twos, into the high priestess thing. Let's go, team, for the fun of it. Again, you know, you can have a mask for a $100 pledge. You can pledge 10% to UndocuFund San Francisco, Sonoma, or Oakland. That would be fun. That would be really good. And the Dream Warriors, again, Mars, square the sun, to be compassionate, you know, compassionate agents of calm. You know, again, spiraling out of polarity. There we go.
And working out of gratitude, for being alive and the gifts that we have been given, including this station and Caroline. Gratitude. Thank us. 1-800-439-5732. Your turn. I just had to say that about gratitude.
No, gratitude is great. You know, Rumi says your depression is caused by your inability to praise. A man is depressed as a thief and steals from God every moment. No, not that we don't like depression. And so all depressed people, feel free to pledge $100 and you'll feel better almost immediately by calling 1-800-439-5732. Find something to praise. Something to praise. You know, this dog's tail wag, this something. You know, we're here for all of that, you know. And we are extending always, you know, as a trippy movie, Detective D in the Four Heavenly Kings says, hell is full of suffering souls. Enlightenment can wait. Enlightenment can wait, but pledging can't. Call 1-800-439-5732, 1-800-HEY-KPFA, or pledging online, kpfa.org. Thank you so much, Chris Welch.
Thank you, Caroline.
And Kirsten Thomas, thank you. Woof, woof, woof. There's a great team here. Thank you. Woof.